establish a quorum. I'm sorry.
Okay. Dave Stewart is not here. Rick Caudill is not here. Steve Adams.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogle called. Randy Hayes is not here. Ronnie Melton.
Here.
And Mike Schofield.
Here.
Unfortunately, we have not established a quorum. And so, therefore, unfortunately, the Planning Commission cannot take any action this evening.
Yeah, we apologize because we ain't got a quorum, but we can't do nothing to your deal tonight. It'll be next month, the second Monday.
Bob, have you tried to call someone?
I did try to contact Randy, and he's at a conference at the Lake of the Ozarks.
We do apologize. This normally don't happen. I've been on here for almost 2 years, and we've never run into this. So,
could they wait a while and see if Dave shows up? Or can you get a hold of Dave?
Go ahead. November 10th will be before we can. Hate to put you on hold. Unless you want to stick around and we can try to find the boy that works for the fire department. I wonder what he's doing.
He's not coming.
Yeah, he was having some issues.
We can go ahead and hear the concepts, can't we?
Yeah.
And the we can't vote on the minutes either, can we?
Can't vote on them until we got to. Are we going to try to call somebody? Well, ain't no need of holding these two guys up or people up.
Might not hurt. We could try it. We'll see if we can get a hold of Dave Stewart.
You guys will stick around for a little bit. We'll see if we can't get something done.
He called and he's ill. I don't see a reason why we couldn't go ahead and hear the concepts.
I don't either.
No, I think we could do that, but we can't do that without her sitting at her computer, can we? It's all supposed to be.
First time 3 years
that
I know of.
Huh?
First time 3 years.
First time since I've been on here. I think, Mike, would you care to go get her?
She went out. She went out and made some phone calls.
We go get her. I think we'll just go ahead with the rest of this, and we'll just let them come back next month, I guess. Don't you think so?
Instead yeah, they may get a hold of somebody.
Instead of holding the rest of these guys.
Start on the concept.
Mike went to get her. We'll just go ahead with the concept.
That was my thought, too.
Instead of holding everybody up, they'll just have to come back November the 10th.
It's a little more challenging.
But
I think she just ran across the street to grab that list.
Oh.
That's a little further than...
Yeah.
Thanks for trying. I thought she just stepped outside. Does these concepts need to be on record?
I think they probably should be. I mean, she would have the ability to go back and listen to the audio, too, because we record it, so.
Back up the shop done, Doug.
I don't see any reason we couldn't go ahead and hear the concepts.
Okay. We can't do the minutes either. So.
And of course,
Miller's house nightly rentals. Are there somebody here for that?
Yes, sir.
I didn't get no sheet on sign up or anything. Come on up.
Okay. And since this is a concept request, of course, we normally just put together some aerial photography showing the location of the property. This is a nightly rental proposal. It's located at 945 Beeler Road. And this is the property in question. And we've got a north, south, east, and west view of the property. And I'll let the applicant explain what's proposed.
Yes, I built that house in 2008 and had it sold. And the lady just backed out of it a few weeks ago. And I have another nightly rental in Branson Canyon. And until I could do something with it, thought I could try to get some income from it doing that. I live right down the road from it.
How many bedrooms?
It's 5 bedrooms.
That would be 12 people. Has he got parking for 12 people, 12 cars?
There's a three-car garage.
Big car.
Three-car garage, and then there's a big old pad there in the front and a long driveway. I've had lots of cars there before.
And basically, the provision, the nightly rental provisions call for one parking space for every two people. So
six cars, yeah.
There's
room for that. And there's even, if you look at the bottom there, there is a parking area down there as well at the bottom where the bus turns around. They could park there during the school year, but there's plenty of room for parking there on that driveway. That driveway is long.
You're talking about the driveway down at the bottom on this side?
That's a bus turnaround, yeah. But there's room there as well for parking.
Yeah, I wouldn't want nobody parking there on that curve.
I wouldn't either, but if they had to.
They'd be better off if they parked all on the same side.
Yeah. If you look on that north side there, on the top side, you can park all the way down that driveway on the side there and still be fine. And you can fit three in the garage and two up top of these, so.
Like it's that far between you and the other house over there.
Yeah,
it looks like there's too much timber or anything there.
It's all wooded. When you can see that propane tank, it's about an 8-foot drop from behind that tank down to the yard, and it's pretty steep up to the top. And there's all the hills all here up in there.
It's a side hill.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a side hill. Yeah, the back of the top side of that house there is low enough where you can touch the soffit. And then this side over here is three stories on the lower side.
It is cheap. Anybody got any?
I don't have any further questions.
Any?
No.
Okay. November the 10th.
Yeah, that'll be November 10th.
See you November the 10th, 6 o'clock.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thunderhead Point. Is that you, Eddie?
Yeah.
And got some...
This project here is a big cedar project, and located at is the main lodge, sits right over here, it's not quite on the photo. Yeah, right there, right in here is the lodge area. And presently they've renovated Devil's Pool restaurant there, and Ravine Drive comes around the lakeside, comes away all the way over here. And what we're talking about is building 25 cabins right in here. And there's 12 cabins that were built in the 70s that are going to completely tear down. And I have filed for Division II permits on those 12 that bought already because they're tear downs. So we'd be basically adding 13 new cabins to the inventory cabins they got. These would all be used. Could you go back to the first one you had up there?
Oh, yeah.
I want to explain something to him here. That's good right there. Randy's not here, but he was involved with this. We met with the county commissioners and petitioned roads to be vacated in there because where some of these cabins will be built, they will be along some of these dedicated right-of-ways. And they agreed to vacate this street here, Lakeside. They're vacating Dale. They're vacating Lakeside all the way up to right there. And then the decision there to get these finalized, that there has to be a cul-de-sac built right there to turn emergency vehicles around because of the vacating the roads. And the commissioners voted to vacate all those, plus a lot more roads back over in here that don't affect us here. But they're going to start construction of the cul-de-sac November 3rd. And we're going to complete the cul-de-sac, and then Randy's got to inspect it to make sure it's the county standards. And then once he has approved the cul-de-sac being built in place, because we've already done engineer drawings and everything that he's approved, then these roads will be vacated in here, including the hilltop. So there won't be any public right-of-ways in there, period. Everything will be all ownership that goes back to Mr. Morse for whatever entity they decide to put it in. Well, this here is actually two different entities. This thing is owned by the same people.
Boat docks are too, Eddie? The boat docks out there, are they private? Are they belong to them too?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a launch ramp right there, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
It goes down there.
Well, it didn't have public?
Yeah, well, it won't be because of the county vacating all the streets. They're all gone. I don't think anybody presently uses that out there. But with the cabins being built here, you can see a house here. Big Cedar owns that. They do not own that one right there, and they that
to other picture, huh? There.
Right here, or one of these?
Back up one. What's that? There, it shows both of them there. Are there a road out to this second?
You mean out here, Steve?
To the second boat dock there, Eddie?
Here?
Are they, how are they getting to that, coming out along that?
You just walk down through there, I guess.
Yeah. So is that belong to Johnny, or is that a private?
I don't know if that's a private or not. There, I can check on that and find out for you. And there, I just don't know on that. I would have to check on it, because I'm not going to answer it, I don't know. And there, but the...
Now, is this, take your light and shine right there in that opening timber to here, there. Is that a, what's this?
It's just kind of a junk area. That old road come down through there one time, and that's kind of where they had a semi toll back in.
Oh, I'm looking at that. I know where that's at now.
Yeah. In fact, right here is where the toll sack would go. They would build, and I think they purchased this house here about 2 years ago in there. And really won't see anything from up in here because all these new cabins will be tucked in these cedars coming out this way here. And then this is the existing ones are pared down. So the cabins will kind of sit right in there like that.
Well, I think we are to, like Doug said, even on the other one, are we sure what that's going on with it? Are we for sure what's going on with the other one that Doug was talking about?
The other one up here?
Yeah.
I'll find out both of them.
Yeah, I think we are. I think we are.
They're permitted by the Corps, so it doesn't matter who they are or what, they're there.
Well, what I was thinking, they have to have the people that own them. Do they have access now?
Well, there's no vetted.
But if they vacated the roads, there's none there now anyway.
That's right.
So it's kind of after the fact.
It's a moot point.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't ask them. It may be with all of the homes and everything that they bought in there.
They bought up the
they could have owned the docks because right. They went with the house.
Yes.
Yeah. So this here looks like a four stall right there. Kind of. Maybe a two-stall. But you can see the walkway, and it looks like there's probably a slit there and a slit there.
Yeah, it's not
that's
very
more of a,
it's not very big.
Residential. Now, this one up here, you can see that it's a six-stall up there.
Well, I think it'd be good for us just to have it on paper.
Like, yeah, I'll check with them out there and find out for sure, tell you that public hearing. There's capacity of the plant for this. I think they've got a quarter-million-gallon plant. I think they're running 100. Last I heard, 176,000 gallons per day through it, so there's capacity there. They drilled a new well up on top of the hill, so they got plenty of water. They've got two wells serving Big Cedar now, so if one goes down, it goes on. So they're, as far as utilities go, they're in good shape there and everything.
Yep.
That's about the best I can tell you to give you an update on something that just had approved. Ready to start the distillery building at Cave, and we applied for the Division 2 on it, so we probably haul concrete out there.
Yeah, they're coming a long ways on Dogwood Canyon, too, right
now. They are. So, I mean, everything that's been approved is being built. This is not a case of coming here to get approval. They've got a contractor hired. You're going to start working on these demos November 1. I think they're going to, if they get approved, they want to have these all ready for the spring open up.
You know, if there's a ramp allowed, isn't that public, if it's on the Corps? There's not any private ramps?
For a commercial use, I think the Corps does restrict those. Because the reason I'm saying that is that there is kindling. And then the Corps changed their policy 2 or 3 years ago. We didn't like the park with the other 200 boats. And the guy runs us out there. And the Corps down there, and he says, yeah, he's. I think what they do is they lease them.
Yeah, okay.
And it stops the public.
I know that's been a lot of contention through the years about docks and launching ramps and all that. So.
But I think if it's a.
But I'm
sure Johnny's taking care of all that.
I don't think that's any different than a private. If you own a boat dock, you have to lease it through them.
No, we're talking about the ramp.
The ramp.
The ramp. It's not the ramp. Boat.
Well, that's the same.
Yeah.
If you're any place where you got a boat dock, you have to.
You know, they won't even permit a ramp anymore unless it's commercial usage or a dry storage facility. Other than that, they won't even give you one. They've really got strict on this stuff over there. But they will have to provide.
Well, they've got a lot of them on water.
Yeah, they will have to provide whatever they build dock-wise. At that point, they show three big docks. They will have to have them parking in their own private property because the Corps will not allow it on theirs.
Okay, anybody got any questions? Everybody good? Eddie, we'll see you November the 10th.
Okay.
Bonita, did you get a hold of anybody?
TC Outdoor Nightly Rent, Nightly Rental. Who's?
And on this, of course, we've got some aerial photography here. And I'll let the applicant explain what's proposed on this nightly rental proposal.
I don't know who this guy is.
I don't have a red dot.
There should be one up
should
there.
Should be one left.
Yeah, there should.
Don't point at your eyes.
Can I zoom in here?
I'm actually right kind of in the area where Eddie was just at. Right now, I've got two lots right here, and I think there's all the timeshare that Big Cedar's got right now. Mm-hmm. Here's all over the rentals. And to my knowledge, I'm not sure on this, but I think all of this right here has been purchased by them to put into this stuff. And I don't know, I think all this right here. But we want to put a nightly rental here on those two lots. I'd like to put in one now, and that may be all of this ever we ever do. Kind of a dual purpose. I don't want a five bedroom. We want something that's going to we can either use as a nightly rental right now for temporary 2, 3, 4, 5 years. Selective and have the rent and keep it available. Some for us to go out and use the lake and then also use an ivy rental and, you know, kind of help pay for it, pay the wall. Eventually, we probably just want to keep it for our own private purposes. But in the meantime, like I said, we'd like to use the ivy rental, build something. When we have nothing there now, we want to start here first and share this possibility and then the rest for the rent. Get our plans and get everything.
You're going to combine the lots in for one parcel?
Well, that's what I would assume I'd have to do, right? But I don't know. If I don't have to, I might want to. Here again, you know, you hear all kinds of rumors. I don't know if they ever found a sewer, clean sewer out there, that I could have, end up having a house, just a three bedroom or a two bedroom cabin for me and one for one and my kids and have two. But whatever we need to do, I had one lot, I had that one right there a few years ago when I found out you can't do anything with one. So I bought that one. And that's not just having it to now. And now we decided.
Might put them together, woman.
Honestly, he's really got the option of going either route,
either
potentially.
But I was thinking, you know, one here and then use this one. Parking and stuff, I need to down build the design and all that, and make it the design where I can use it later on. But right now, the Big Cedar seems to use a lot of this for storage.
I was looking at that.
Start collecting rent.
Big stuff.
I'll go out and they'll clean it up. I'll talk to them about getting that. And now, right now, how old is this picture?
2012, I think.
Okay, I yeah. There's a sitting there, and just some concrete forms and things they said there. But dealing with Oakmont, whatever this road, I think they've already vacated all that back that way where they built their Juniper used to go down through there. They vacated all that. But Oakmont, once we get going and get they'll fix road the other way to come off this main road and take some drugs up to the drive. That's pretty simple.
You have to put a well in, right?
Yeah, I have to put a well in right now. That's why I had to get the same job, to have the space to do that. But if they ever do sewer that, we're going to kind of pretty careful. But if they don't, I've got enough for one. If they do, then I've got enough for two.
Okay. Anybody else got any questions? Okay. I guess we'll see you November the 10th.
November 10th. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I want to apologize to you guys, but I guess we'll have to see you on November the 10th. And again, we apologize.
And you send a representative?
Well, actually, they wouldn't have to come until the second meeting, right? Regular meeting. Not to.
I mean, that's when you normally would vote.
This is our second meeting.
I mean, they wouldn't have to come to a November 2nd meeting. They wouldn't have to come to the public hearing.
Right.
True?
Yeah. We would accommodate them and vote at your first meeting in November if they would be here.
Yeah. But since that, they don't have to be here until the regular meeting, which would be the 10th, would be the 17th, right? 17th of November.
Yeah, I think that's correct.
Or you'll be back by then?
Could you be here on the 17th?
Well, okay. We'll not forget you. We're planning on seeing you the 17th of November then. Thank you, guys. We apologize again for the... that's about all we can do since we can't do the minutes. And
exactly.
So appreciate all you people's time and see you next month.
Thank you. Thanks very much.